Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Valentine's Day is on Monday. I'm sure plenty of, I'll be sexist here and say men are quaking in their boots.
No, you don't have to because it's me as well.
It's a bit of everyone, sure, but especially maybe people who haven't quite figured out what they're doing yet or put in a plan. Don't worry. Big Bob Loz has got your back. I've put together what could be a little last-minute forgetful Valentine's Day prize pack. I've just sort of cobbled a few things together. Brooke, you said you actually don't have a gift planned for your fiancé and partner of 10 years.
No, well, we like to play the whole, because so Corbin's birthday, our anniversary, and Valentine's Day are all within the same week.
Right.
So we just like to pull the whole, like, oh, we don't really do Valentine's Day.
it's a great excuse, isn't it? So you could either lay claim to some of this stuff or you can see what you've got to pitch in. But let's start with some of the giveaways that we might still be doing in the next few days. First, I've got his and her face masks.
Oh, so I was really nervous for a second. I didn't know what was on there. You've drawn lips with lipstick on one of the face masks. They're just the blue surgical face mask. Yeah. One is as is and the other one has lips drawn on it.
And look, we're an inclusive show, so if it is a same-sex couple that is benefiting from this prize pack, we can either draw lipstick lips on both masks or how good are you removing lipstick, Brooke?
They're not good.
Okay, we'll get another face mask.
You've gone with a red. Men. It's not going anywhere.
Moving on. Okay, I've got some leftover curtains from my house. Now, Brooke's making a face, but this is a gesture saying you are serious about moving in together and building a home together.
But when you say leftover curtains, it's just a roll up of like blind. It's like one single blind of those like Venetian blind kind of things rolled up. That's all that is.
Symbolic gift.
Here's one blind.
Yeah. Because, but go on.
I was just going to say, it's not even a full blind. It's just one bit. That's, I like the symbolism of
it. It's a gesture. All right. Because it's always a good sign.
I already
moving
live
in
with
together.
My fiancé, so I don't have to. I don't need that one.
That's why it's maybe a gift for someone else listening right now. And I've got a bottle of Chardonnay, quite a nice bottle from Boundary Station. It's empty, but you could fill it up with something a little bit cheaper and sort of pass it off as, hey, I've got this lovely bottle for Valentine's Day.
Well, yesterday I was talking to you about how I wanted to be a bit more frugal, and one of the options that came from a TV show was to fill an empty bottle of wine just with, like, cask wine because that's cheaper. You could do that.
I've already got a bottle. Bring your own funnel.
Where is Boundary Station? That's not even the Riverland, is it?
I was under the impression, I think someone told me it was.
Oh, no, it is.
Yeah,
in Barrie.
Because I stole that from work at the end of last year. And you know what? I'm feeling generous. I'm going to throw in this bucket, which can fit all the items in quite nicely. It's a bit dirty inside because I had my Christmas tree in it from the Paringa farm.
That's all you've got is the bucket.
Yeah. But, you know, maybe if you're desperate enough, give us a text 0427 Magic 3. We can hook you up for Valentine's Day.
No one's that desperate.